This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Wall Street Journal got its hands on a draft strategy report from OPEC today, the contents of which are interesting indeed. The cartel is forecasting crude prices under $100 a barrel for perhaps as long as a decade, maybe as low as $76 a barrel in its most optimistic scenarios. Here with, however, Marketplace's Annie Baxter with the caveats.
Let's start with one of the basic issues at stake in OPEC's forecast. The time frame is kind of nuts. So says Pavel Molchanov, an energy analyst with Raymond James.
It is always a fool's errand to be making predictions for oil prices or, frankly, just about anything else 10 years ahead.
That said, Molchanov agrees we're probably not going to see oil trading at $100 a barrel again anytime soon. And that can help net importers of oil, like the U.S. He says this past year, cheaper oil has meant a roughly dollar a gallon decline in gas prices.
That translates into, you know, for a typical household, somewhere in the $600 to $800 a year benefit.
But that benefit has been muted in the economy so far.
Yeah, we had assumed the money would be treated as a windfall, and consumers did better than that.
Doug Handler is chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight. He says consumers have mostly saved their money or paid down debt. That may help them, but consumer spending doesn't get juiced. Handler says cheaper oil's benefits could show up more meaningfully in lower inflation.
And the lower inflation, of course, improves buying power of consumers.
But complicating this picture is the volatility of oil prices. Bob McNally is president of the Rapidan Group.
The average may well be 70, but the range could be 20 to 150.
McNally says whether you're a producer or consumer of oil, it's just hard to plan around that kind of seesawing. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.